Ake sifundeke ngokukaMathiyo isahluko sesibili lasagcina khona.
Let's read Matthew
2.
Let's read from Matthew 2 where we had read from last week, last Sunday. Now, verse 3, but I'm going to just jump around to a few verses.
Herod, inkosi esekuzwile lokho, wakhathazeka neJerusalema lonke kanye naye.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Wabutha bonke abapriesti abakhulu nababhali besizwe. Wabuza kubo ukuthi uKristu uza kuzalelwa phi.
And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
Verse 9. Sesizwile inkosi zamunga bheka inkanyezi ezayibona kwalasempumalanga yahamba phambi kwazo. Yaze yafika yema phezu kwalapho umntwana ekhona. Zathi kuyibona inkanyezi, zathokoza ngokuthokoza okukhulu kakhulu.
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Verse 13. Sezimukile bheka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuJosefa ngephupho ithi vuka uthabathe umntwana nonina ubalekele eGibhithe uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngokuba uHerodi uza kumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Wavuka ke wathabatha umntwana nonina ebusuku, wamuka waye eGibhithe. Wahlala khona waze wafa uHerod.
When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod. We'll read thus far. Now, as we read this text, I have the question.
Izazi,
the wise
man.
The wise men, the Magi, when they had seen the star, they rejoiced.
Nginombuzo ke ukuthi balahlekelwa nini inkanyezi?
I ask, when did they actually lose the star?
Bawasusa nini amehlo abo enkanyezini?
Or when did they lose focus and shift their sight off the star? Because they no longer saw it, but when they got out of there again, then they saw the star again, and they were exceedingly glad.
Bebe kuliphi banga? Bebe kuyiphi indawo? Lapho besusa mehlo abo enkanyezini.
At which particular moment or place did they remove their focus from the star? You contemplate.
Ingane bekungafanele ukuthi basuse amehlo abo enkanyezini. Bayisuseleni.
Never remove their focus from the star. Why did they? For what reason?
Yini ukuba basuse amehlo abo enkanyezini?
Why did they remove their eyes from the star?
Kungenzeka mhlawumbe ngesikhathi bengawazi umgwaqo babuka babukisisa. Uma sebefika endaweni lapho bethi hayi sesiyayazi indlela eJerusalema bawasusa mehlo abe enkanyezini.
It could have been that the journey had been very unfamiliar, foreign turf, but as they entered a major city like Jerusalem, it seemed all plain and sensible that this was the road in.
I don't know why they took their eyes from the star. But there must be a reason. Maybe they thought it's not necessary anymore. Now we know the way. I don't know the reason. Maybe they failed to tell me when we are up there. I'd like to ask them, why did you take your eyes from the Lord?
Ngoba bekungafanele nasezulwini ngithanda ukuthi ngibabuze ukuthi nasuselani amehlo enu enkosini na.
Why do you sometimes take your eyes from the Lord?
When age,
what do you hear? What do you see? What have you been told?
Ususelani amehlo akho enkosini uzweni wabukani
bekungafanele bawasuse amehlo abo baduke endleleni lachitheka igazi eliningi kwafa abaningi kwabakhona ukukhala okuningi ingane zikaRakeli uRakeli ubekhala ngeyingane zakhe ezibulewe ngani ngoba basusa amehlo abo enkosini.
It was a fatal error to remove their focus from the star, thinking now they know the way. It resulted in a disaster, much bloodshed, many tears, Rachel's weeping because of their removing their eyes from
we
the star.
We should get nearer to the star and not further away.
The
star should be clearer to us instead of fading away.
Bekufanele ukuthi inkanyezi gube sobala sisondela kuyo hayi ukuthi sihamba sibe kude nayo.
Kwingozi ukususa amehlo akho enkanyezini. Qaphelisisa ke. Noma ungaba ukuhlakanipha kwakho noma kube ukhazikhazi bomhlaba noma kube yini maye kuwe. Uma ususa amehlo akho enkanyezini.
It is of great danger for you to remove your eyes from the star. It might be because of the glitter of the world. It might be because of the other attractions, something that takes your focus. Maybe you think, well, you know enough. Whatever it is, there is a woe upon you if you remove your focus from the star.
When ungathi into encane nje ukususa amehlo. Kanti wazi ukuthi kuzokwenzekani kuzofa abantu bangaki ngenxa yokususa amehlo akho enkanyezini.
You might think it's just a small mistake to remove your focus from the star, but it might result in much damage to other people.
Mlalele uNkulunkulu njalo.
Heed God, listen to him
always.
If you're not obedient to him, it will result in evil and in weeping.
The
Lord might
have
called you to preach the gospel, but you deliberately ignored his command and you continued with your own career doing your thing. Well, their blood will be called. You'll be called to account. They will go to hell, but you'll join them there too.
UHerodi wakhathazeka kakhulu ngokuzalwa kukaKristu. Kodwa kukhona umuntu emhlabeni ngokufika kuka Mesia kuka Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu aphatheke kabi ngalokho
that says
bekufanele ukuthi ashe esihogweni lowo muntu.
It says Herod was very troubled when he heard that a king had been born. Now this king, this Christ child, the Lord, the Savior, the Messiah, that anybody should be troubled by his birth. No wonder Herod should go to hell for this attitude. Why was he troubled?
Esuphayelo angiboni ukuthi Herod yena yedwa mhlambe khona nabanye phakathi kwethu uNkulunkulu uyafika kuwe uyakhuluma kodwa wena uyakhathazeka ngalokho awufuni awuthokoziswa ikona.
Now not only Herod was troubled, maybe God comes and speaks to you or speaks to his people and you don't want it, you resist it, you turn your back on it and spurn his speaking.
For your own sake and for the sake of many people whose blood God will demand from you, you've killed them because you didn't obey.
Ngenxa yomphefumulo wakho, ngenxa yegazi labanye, wena ongumbulali wabo ngoba awulalelanga.
At all prices,
noma gubizani,
be open to God
vula,
and rejoice in his message.
Uzvulele kuNkulunkulu, thokozela umbiko wakhe.
It was his Savior that came.
Begu
umsindisi. It was the Christ. Begu Christ ofike kuye.
It was
ufike izulu kuye kodwa uyakhathazeka. Musu kubayisile manjengo Herodi. uNkulunkulu akuvakashele bese ukukhathazeke ngakho.
It was his Savior, Herod's Savior, who was born. It was the Christ, the one who could save him. But instead of welcoming the news, he was troubled by it.
Umuntu onjalo ufanele ukuthi adliwe impethu.
No wonder a person like that will be eaten by the worms.
Not just worms, but the eternal worm, where the fire is not quenched.
Kodwa ayimpethu kuphela.
Uma uNkulunkulu eza kuwe ekhuluma, kodwa wena uyakhathazeka ngalokho. Awu, angazi ukuthi ufanele kuphi impethu lezo ezikudlayo usaphila. Bese kube zona ezokudla ingunaphakade esihogweni.
If God,
zingafi khona impethu nomlilo ungacimeki.
If God comes to you and he comes to you to bless you, to speak to you, and you spurn him and you're troubled by it, well, your place is where the worm dieth not and the flame is never quenched.
uNkulunkulu asebenze.
That God should work and bring heaven to you and does such a mighty work on your behalf and yet you don't rejoice in it. Let's pass now to another point.
Ngoba uHerodi lo mzenzisi umFarisi uyangikhohlisa akafuna ukukhothamele uKristu ufuna ukumbulala.
Then when the wise men had been with the Christ child, God spoke to them and warned them in a dream, don't go back via Jerusalem as had been arranged, take another way, for this Herod is no friend of the Messiah. No, he is an enemy, he's a hypocrite, he seeks to kill the Christ child.
Umaria no Josepha bebe busiseka kufike izingelozi kufika belusi kufika basempumalanga bekukuhle umkhosi omkhulu.
Mary and Joseph were extremely blessed in many ways. The wise men coming from the east, the shepherds who had come, the angels who had come, it was such great joy to them.
Ingelozi akhuluma no Joseph, Joseph, vuga ebusu, thatha umngako, thatha ingane, ubaleke uEgipite.
But then the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph and said, now, right now, at night, you get up, take the child and the mother, and you flee to Egypt. For Herod seeks his life. Joseph was an astonishing man. No, he had no doubt. He wasn't irritated, saying, I'm being disturbed in my sleep. He got up right there and then, woke up Mary and said, we have to leave immediately. Take the child. We are fleeing to Egypt. Consider the consequences had they not obeyed.
If he wouldn't have obeyed, you and I wouldn't have a Christ and a Savior today.
When anami besizoba ngaphandle komsindisi namhlanje.
The billions of people would go to hell.
Izigidi nezigidi zabantu ziyesihogweni.
That you are saved was because of his obedience.
Ukuze usindiswe wena kwaba ngenxa yokulalela kwakhe.
You've got no idea what will happen on earth if you are disobedient.
Awazi wena ukuthi emhlabeni kuzodalwani kuzoba izinkinga ezinjani uma ungalaleli wena.
Izizwe eziningi mhlambe ziyokhala nomphela zikhala ukuthi ukuze sibe bumnyameni kukenxa yokuthi usibanibani.
Perhaps many tribes and nations will weep and weep because of a person like you who does not obey God.
Vuka baleka.
Get up, flee. For the enemy seeks to kill the child.
Kukhona abantu abaningi emhlabeni.
There are many people in this world who have received Christ, accepted him, and they follow Jesus. But today you find that they have now backslidden away from Christ.
Why?
Ngani na? That they accepted Christ as their Savior. But today, they've turned away from him. The first love is no longer in their lives.
Why?
It's because their Jesus has died. Herod has come. Sin has come to you. And you have not fled. The Bible speaks about many things which we have to flee from.
Encwadini yokuqala kuTimothi isahluko sesithupha. Kuthiwa wena muntu kwaNkulunkulu balekela lezo zinto.
In 1 Timothy 6 it says, you, O man of God, flee these things.
Kaningi eBhayibhelini kuthiwa baleka. Balekela izinkanuko zobusha.
There's often reference to that type of statement. Like, for instance, flee the lusts of youth. Some people, they had received the Lord, but today they are absolutely cold, dead, because they did not flee the lusts of youth.
Kufanele ukuthi izinto lezo ezikhona emhlabeni umuntu kaNkulunkulu ayibalekele.
It says that everything of the world, the spirit of the world, we must flee from it.
There are many things from which you must flee. And if you don't flee, your Jesus will be killed afterwards. You're just a Christian in name. Christ, the living one, isn't leading and guiding you, isn't growing within you.
Izinto ziningi ezidinga ukubalekelwa, izono eziningi. Wena uma ungazibalekeli lezo zono, kusho ukuthi ufile. UJesu ophilayo akaphili kuwe, ufile.
Uma kuthi ubalekela izinkanuko,
if it says,
akusho nje ukuthi uyibalekele ngemicabango.
If it says flee lust, it doesn't just say in your thought life.
Uma kuthi ubaleka, balekela uHerod uye eGibhithe, bekufanele ukuthi abaleke nangesidumbu sakhe.
When it speaks here about flee from Herod, it meant it literally, getting out of sight. Physically removing yourself from it. Now, many years ago, that same Reverend Malefe told us this story.
Ube umuntu uNkulunkulu ayiveza amandla akhe ngaye.
He was a man to whom the Lord revealed his power. He was well known in that generation together with Reverend Nicholas
Bengel.
You know, a boy who's blessed by God, you'll find that he has a lot of girls following him like flies following dirt.
Well,
he said, there are girls, there are women who seek to be as close as possible to the opposite sex. Instead of feeling comfortable with their own sex, no, they want to be around men as close as possible. Not fleeing. And then he said, what then happened was that some would share so-called things of God in the Bible, boy and girl. He said, share with your own sex. Why do you have to seek the opposite sex to share it with? You even get the situation where some girls will seek out a male counselor, not because of a real need, but because they're attracted to him. The same with the man who likes the idea of these many women who come to him for counseling. That's where fornication happens. Reverend Molefe said it went to such a point that some of these girls would ask for his address or would give him their addresses.
Uthi kodwa kwabakhona intombazana eyayihleli le khoneni noma amadoda edlula ingenandaba namadoda ingenandaba namatota.
He said, though, he noticed that there was a girl.
I know Doti. Olandela bafana. Ngasho izolo ngasebenzisa igama elibi le lase Gauteng. Uma unjalo umfazi omubi.
He said, though he noticed a girl in the corner who totally ignored getting close to the opposite sex and what the others were up to. And he said to himself, I'd like to get married to a girl like that.
Balegela izinkanuko.
Flee
zenyama.
The lusts.
Baleke ngizobaleka ngomqaba. Balegela ngisho nesidumbu sakho.
Of the flesh. And not just in your thought life, even physically removing yourself out of a situation.
Omunye umhlopho wathi angikwazi ukuhlukana nogoloko. Ngithi ngiyayimisela ngenkosi, ngikhetha inkosi, nginikele kuye. Akuthathi isikhathi akupheli iviki, sengibuyele futhi etshwaleni nakugoloko.
Certain white man told me, you know, I've accepted the Lord, I've made all the decisions about becoming a Christian, but having been a drunkard in the past, but I just can't get out of this alcoholism. I can't get through a week without getting drunk. I asked him, well, explain how this happens. So he said, you know, whenever I go to a bar, unfailingly, I come out drunk.
How? Can't we not get a bar?
I said, what, you still go to bars?
Bekufanele ukuthi ubhukute etshwaleni ube yisigqila sotshwala. Ufana ufunani khona? Balekela lezo zindawo ezimbi.
I said to him, no wonder you're swimming in booze. It's because you acquaint yourself with those places. You're so close to it, you need to flee from that evil.
Balekele.
Flee.
Omunye uthi hawu inkanuko zenyama ziyakusutha, kanti ufunda ama-newspaper, ufunda amabhuku, abantu abanqunu, unemshini, njengamakhompyutha nelukhuza, nama-internet. Hamba uye ekhaya, thatha i-internet yakho ufake emlilweni.
Some people say,
no, kusho lona i-internet. Yakho kunokuba kusho wena kusha wena esihogweni. UJesu uthi thandaza ungangenisi ekulingweni. Manje wena uyasifaka ekulingweni.
Some people say, I just can't get rid of I can't flee from these from sexual temptation. It's because they are in it all the time, and they are right in the situation, whether it's through their videos or the books or the internet or whatever it is. Flee, destroy, rather get rid of that, destroy that internet. If
balekela leyo nto ekwisayo,
the thing that trips you up is the thing that you need to flee from.
And I'd like to say, if you don't flee from that, you are as guilty as what Joseph would have been if he would have not fled and Herod would have succeeded in killing the child. Because the devil succeeds to kill the child in you. Your sin is the same.
Ngithanda ukusho ukuthi wena uma ungabalekeli lokhu okukhubekisayo, kusho ukuthi uzoba necala elifana noJoseph uma nga engalalelanga, ngoba isono sakho sizofana du.
Ilingo ziningi.
Temptations are many.
Ngabona intombi embili ngathi hayi laba baqomene.
I saw two girls.
Ngoba namhlanje sokuqomana nabesifazane. Nabafana baqomana bodwa.
The varieties.
Kuzobulala uJesu okuwe.
You need to flee the thing that trips you up. I saw recently two girls, and I immediately recognized their intimacy showed that they were lesbians. You get homosexuals, men who are just far too intimate with each other. If there is any relationship that is inappropriate, that's the thing that you need to flee from.
Manje la kuTimothy kukhulunywa ngezinto eziningi umuntu kaNkulunkulu afanele ukuthi azibalekele.
To Timothy, it was written about many things that a man of God needs to flee from.
Kuthiwa esahlukweni sesihlanu.
In chapter 5, it says, in verse 19,
Icala eliqondene nelunga ungalimukeli kungekho fakazi ababili noma bathathu.
It says, don't accept a charge against an elder unless there are two or three witnesses.
Fika umuntu aqoqele ngomunye ahlebe athi usibanibani ukuthi nokuthi into yokuqala awuvunyelwe ukumukela indaba eqondene nelunga lebandla ngaphandle kokufakaza ababili kwababili noma bathathu.
You'll find a person easily gossiping, coming and slandering about somebody. So firstly it says, regarding an elder, an older man, an elder in the church, if somebody comes, do not listen to such a charge or an accusation. Unless it is absolutely ascertained by two or three witnesses. You see, gossip is such a curse in the church. It goes around like wildfire. It is a terrible thing it destroys.
It's from downright out of hell.
Pumes Hokwe. For the Bible says, if a person sins, go to that person and help him and talk to him. And if he doesn't listen, you rather take somebody who has wise counsel and go and talk to the person. Never speak about another person in their absence, because you are a tool of Satan. You are a messenger of the devil. So that is why it says here, if somebody comes with a charge against an elder, don't even listen to him unless he comes with sure proof of another two or three witnesses.
And if he talks about somebody else, umayikhuluma ngomunye umuntu, mqwaye, ubone ukuthi usuvakashelwe ingelozi kaSathane. Ngaphandle kokuthi, all right, woza, sesiya kusibanibani, bese lento ukhulume phambi kwakhe.
Be instantly alert when somebody comes and uses the name of somebody else. Be on your guard. Another approach can be, all right, hold on, let's go together. And you tell me what you've just told me in the presence of the person about whom you've spoken.
Balekela leyo nto, balekela ukuhleba.
Flee slander.
Kusho ukuthi kukhona izinto ezidinga ukubalekelwa. Uma ungayinaki ukubalekela, uJesu wakho uzokufa. UJesu akakwazi ukuphila kumuntu ohlebayo, ophatha amagama abantu, okhuluma ngezinye indaba. Uma umuntu ewile, yana kuye umsize. Uma uhluleka ukumsiza, woza kimi siye sobabili kulowo umuntu. Yikho abanye abantu abanabudlelwane nabo bonke ababathokozelane bazovakashelana botwa badle botwa hayi ukuthi kube inhlanganyelo yabangcwele.
So you need to flee the sin of gossip. If you can't sum up the courage to go and speak to somebody about a problem, you can come to me, I'll go with you. But never speak behind somebody's back. You see, otherwise you start getting cliques within a church grouping. You find instead of a holy unity, the fellowship of the saints, you get a party spirit where they sort of branch off. And this group stays there, and that group has meals together, but they do not fellowship together.
That is
satanic, and such
people.
Such people we do not need here. Rather leave here if you cannot contain your tongue. For you will be a curse if you continue with that gossip amongst the children of God. Many other things as well. We don't have time to go through the list of other things mentioned as well. It is mentioned also regarding, there's the example of money, the love of money. There was a meeting, a sort of ministers' fraternity where they were going to arrange a massive big mass meeting, but the whole arrangement just fell into tatters. And when one went into it, it was discovered that it was simply the love of money. These ministers were asking how much money they were going to get out of the deal of this mass meeting, this crusade, and that was what destroyed the whole arrangement. We once arranged services. Preachers came. And they said, well, if our choirs come to sing at this meeting, then we demand so many thousand for their performance. If we lead the singing, the chorus singing, then we demand this amount. Eventually, I don't know. I don't know how many tens of thousands they were demanding. That is such a curse in Africa, the love of money, which just destroys the work of God, because the love of money is just so intertwined with church work that it destroys it. Flee these things, lest they wound you.
Money
can become bigger to you.
Then
God. You might say, I want to study because I want to earn mega bucks. I want to become really rich. Well, if that's your attitude, Your Jesus is dead already. Herod has destroyed him.
La esahlukweni sesithupha. Bonke abayizigqila phansi kwejoka. Mabathi abanumzane babo bafanele ukutuswa impela ukuze igama likaNkuluNkulu nesifundiso kungahlanjalazwa.
Chapter 6, verse 1. Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed.
Bengabakholwayo nabathandekayo labo abasizakala ngomsebenzi wabo ufundisa lezo zinto uyale ngazo.
And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things.
Uma kukhona umuntu ofundisa okwahlukileyo engawalandeli anamazwi aphilileyo enkosi yethu Jesu Kristu nesifundise siya ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu ukhukhumele lowo engaqondi lutho.
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing.
Ukukumele lo engaqondi lutho kumphete ukubuzana nokuphikisana ngamazwi okuvela kukho umhawu nombango nokuhlambalaza nokuzindlokubi nokuxabana kwabantu abangqondo yabo yonakele abamukwe iqiniso.
But is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth.
Bethu kumesaba uNkulunkulu kwindlela yenzuzo.
Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
Kubalekeleke lokho.
From such. Yabona
ukuthi ukuze ningaqhubeka ekholweni kuyini. UJesu wenu uyibuza ukuthi usekhona yini noma usefile. Usebulewe. Ubulewe uHerod.
And then it concludes by saying there, from such withdraw yourself. Do you see why Jesus is stifled? Jesus is killed? Why Herod is given free rein to destroy the life within you? Because you do not flee these things.
Namathela kulokhu, bambelele ezwini likaNkuluNkulu ugcine. Mfarisi mzenzisi ufike enkonzweni, ube khona unesimo sokumkhonza kodwa uyaphika amandla yokuphila. Awuhlole, awuhlole ungena enkonzweni yokuzivivinya yokusihlolo ukuthi uJesu wakho usaphila noma usefile.
Cling to these truths. Flee from that which is wrong. Do some introspection. Ask and say, Lord, is your life really alive within me?
Muntu kaNkuluNkulu, balekela lezo zinto uyazibalekela.
Man of God.
Namhla sihamba phezu kwamathamba amhlophe. Bangakanani abantu abaphuma endleleni bechezukile endleleni. UJesu wabufile. Finish ufile. Abagcinanga lokho. Lelo zwi likaNkuluNkulu. Kubalekele lokho. Hayi ababalekelanga. Basondela kuye, basondeze kuye.
So this text says, man of God, flee these things. So no wonder we, as we walk on our heavenly journey, we walk on white bones of those who have died along the way, because they have not fled from the things that the Bible commands them to flee from.
uJesu ubulawa ilezo zinto akakwazi ukuhlala noHerode uHerode uzombulala nalezi izono ziyombulala uJesu wakho
Jesus
angisezwa njengaqala hayi angisavuthi njengaqala fanele uyovutha kanjani uJesu engekukuwe kanti wabula uHerode awubalekeli lezo zinto
Jesus and Herod cannot be comrades together in your heart. The one will destroy the other. It is no wonder that you find that there's a deadness that's creeping inside you and you are suffocating. It is because you are not heeding the words of fleeing these things. Let's stand to our feet. I ask you, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to lead us into all the truth. To correct and convict us as to whether Jesus is alive in our hearts or has been destroyed by Herod. Our Holy Spirit, move in our midst, touch each and every one. That each one will be forced to face the truth that if I do not flee the things that you convict them of, that the child, the Christ child, will be destroyed in them. I ask you, Lord, that as we leave the service now, that you would work in every heart, revealing whether Jesus is alive in our hearts or not.
Amen.
Amen.